Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you see the reference to the eighth day that I preached on here a couple of weeks ago? You know, folks, remember, numbers are important in the Bible, but that's not our information today. You know, we got so much today. There's so much meat in this, these readings today. I think we need to look at the background a little bit. So let's do that. First of all, we have the Annunciation. And the Annunciation is when the angel came to Mary. Okay? And during that time, well, I'll talk about that a little bit more, what was said. The Hail Mary prayer. Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Folks, yeah, I see that in my most of you. We can keep on going with that. That prayer is really important, okay? And that's the English translation of Ave Maria, okay? So when you take a look at these things, you know, 2 weeks ago I talked about numbers having power. Last week I talked about words having power. And today, prayers have power. Okay. Mary goes to see Elizabeth, her cousin. Now, we don't know if Elizabeth and she are actually sisters or just cousins. We know they're related. Scripture is not clear about it. But when Mary goes to see Elizabeth, what happens? The baby, John the Baptist, leaps in the womb because Jesus is there with his mother in the womb. Okay? Bible's very clear about that in Luke. All right, so we know that Gabriel, the angel, is who visited Mary. And Gabriel also visited Zechariah. And Zechariah was the father of John the Baptist. Now, can anybody tell me who Zechariah was? That's right, go back to sleep. That's the best one. Yeah, he's John the Baptist's father. Well, at least we're listening. Zechariah was a priest in the temple. In fact, he was one of the higher up parts of the hierarchy of the temple. He wasn't the chief priest, okay? But he was pretty close to it. So we're looking at a priest who's important. Because remember, we don't have synagogues. We have the one temple. And this man is probably the second, maybe even the third, you know, person in charge of the temple. Now, what happens to him? After Gabriel comes and talks to him, what happens? He's told to be silent. Well, let's see. How long does it take for a baby? 9 months? So here we have one of the priests of the temple, one of the hierarchy who can't talk for 9 months. Then a few things were said to him during that time, don't you think? But Zechariah is allowed to talk after he does what? Affirms that the baby's name is going to be John. Okay. Well, folks, you remember what 9 stands for? And I'm looking around, people went through my numbers. Okay, what's 3? Perfection. What's 3 times 3? Ultimate perfection. And some added things to that. You said no, Victor.
German,
no.
9.
9. You know, I think I'll sit down on this. Tina, actually, that was pretty good. Well, that was good. But, you know, there's power in numbers, but there's also power in names, just as there's power in prayers. We're going to talk about all this today. What is Yeshua? That's Jesus, all right? What does that mean? Nope. God saves. Okay, well, it's probably good we're doing this. Jesus means God saves. What's Peter? You know, we have such strong Christians in here.
Yes.
What does Peter mean? The rock, okay? Because remember, what is his real name? Simon. Okay? And it's Simon Peter. Because upon this rock, okay? Exactly. And that's why he's called the rock. All right. Yahob. Yahob. Tina, did you get a good night's sleep last night?
I've had coffee.
That's good though. All right. Yaakov. My grandfather was Yaakov Calvin Stolliger. What does Yaakov mean? James. Did you know that in German? Yaakov is James. Okay, so what does James mean? It means heel grabber. What? Why? All right, when Jacob was born, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, and Jacob, yeah, he held the heel of his brother. So they named him Jacob, heel grabber, okay? But here's the one, Yohanan, Johannes in Greek.
John,
what does it mean? God is gracious. So the very name of John is what brings us God's grace. And we're going to talk about that today because I think that's really good. Now, we're in our spiritual dinner right now, so let's come to the meat about this. How about that for a metaphor? Okay. Scripture says that Zechariah's friends and neighbors questioned him about why they would name the baby John. All right, so family names are important. They're handed down in generations just like they are today. I mean, my great-grandfather was Edwin Allen Digert. My grandfather was Edwin Digert Sr. My dad was Edwin Digert Jr. And my mom says she's not going to name the baby Edwin. Otherwise, I would have been Edwin the Fifth. Okay? So, names are handed down in families just now, just as much as they were back then. So, why not name him Zechariah? Because Gabriel, the angel of the Lord, had told him, you know, you're going to name him John. Why? Well, because who's bringing us God's grace? John. Okay, we don't know that yet. They didn't know that yet. Well, folks, our Old Testament reading, and you're going to hear it today in the offertory too, starts the Messiah. Okay? Handel, great Lutheran composer. How many of you knew that Handel was Lutheran? Okay, both Bach and Handel were Lutheran. Okay, he starts the Messiah, 6 hours worth of music, with that reading from Isaiah 40. Well, let's look at this again for a second. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity, her sins are pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. In other words, they paid the penalty. It's done. It's forgiven. And a voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley should be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So the mouth of the Lord has spoken. What did he speak? That somebody's coming. Joy to the world, the Savior comes. That's the second verse. Okay, but that's all right too. But part of the thing is, folks, John the Baptist brings the message of salvation before Jesus. He's paving the way. Okay, last night I was going to bed, I was watching Independence Day. Okay, in Independence Day, when Randy Quaid is going to go to the alien spaceship and blow it up, the president, who's flying a jet with two other pilots, say, "Let's plow the way." And they go through and they plow, getting rid of all the alien spaceships. So all he has to do is go straight to it. Prepare a path for the Lord. That's what John does. He made the pathway straight. He brought the hills down. He raised all the little stuff. So Jesus just can go straight to his objective. So what would we call John? Who prepares a visit for an important person or a king? A herald. Heard that word before? All right. So John is God's herald. What is he heralding? God's grace and the coming. Okay? Because God's grace is coming. Okay? And that's part of the thing is, too, you watch these names and they're in the Bible, but we don't know what they mean. And to a first century audience, or to a second BC audience, they would know. Okay, and I find that sad sometimes, because we have good Christians in here, and I ask you what the names mean, and I get these blank looks. And I feel bad that you haven't been told that before, because it's so important to the story. God's grace is coming, because God saves John Jesus. Okay, it's those messages that are so clear, but they're hard for us to get it. So, John is God's herald. He goes and prepares the way for Jesus. You know, when the president's going to go visit someplace, they send secretaries out and the Secret Service, right? Because they have to prepare the way for the president. That's no different today than it was then. But who they're preparing for is Jesus. Well, last week we talked about literal and figurative. Dr. Cream and I talked a little bit about that this morning. So, this discussion is not literal, but it's figurative. John is not an engineer who's going to go out with a gang of men to tear down mountains and build up valleys, is he? All right, so what is he doing? He's making it easier for Jesus. So when Jesus comes, does he bring grace to us? Well, of course he does. Does he bring salvation? Of course he does. So, do we receive this grace in joy, or do we receive it in sadness? Joy. I choose joy. Do our hearts leap and sing just like John the Baptist did in the womb? Of course they do. And it's those kind of things that I think are really good. You know, but who else's hearts are leap with joy? Now think about this for a second. Zechariah's prayer in Latin is called the Benedictus, okay? Which means blessing, okay? You've heard me talk about this before. In Hebrew, the word for blessing is Baruch. Baruch ato Adonai, okay? In Arabic, it's Barak. So President Obama's first name means blessing. Don't laugh. Okay. But that's what his name means. You, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of sins. That's the gospel, isn't it? Right there. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. What's it say? In his light. Why is light so important? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. There are, I looked it up one time, like 400 or 500 references to light and the face of God in the Psalms. Why is that so important? Now, I'm going to share with you a profound thought. Why is it profound? Because that's Latin. Before the face. Before the foundation. We have all of these clues. The being before the face of God is where we have the light of his salvation upon us. So when we look at prayers, Zechariah's prayer, do they have power? Because you got to remember, John had just been born. Had he already accomplished all this? No. But Zechariah knew before he went out what he was going to accomplish, what he was going to do. I look at all of this and I was thinking, wow, just wow. Because there's what we receive from God. The glory of his name, the glory of his life, the salvation we receive. So my friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The light of the Lord is Jesus, and the light of God's grace who comes to us in the very name of God's herald John, who prepares for us the forgiveness of sins brought to us from God, from on high, through his Son, Jesus Christ. My friends, this is most certainly true. Amen.